Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Tuesday. Did you have something tasty for breakfast this morning? I'm currently fighting temptation because I have one of Bree's monkey bread croissants from her Fruit of the Earth bakery sitting on the desk in front of me. I told myself that I had to get today's podcast recorded first, and then I could dig in when it came time to add the music and get it all uploaded and out to you. But I probably should have left it in the other room because it looks so good. And it's an extra nice treat because it was a surprise. Yesterday afternoon, while I was on the way to pick up my daughter from school, I got a text from Bree asking if I could swing by the bakery. It turned out that she had quite a bit of stuff left over as they were closing, and while she was going to donate all the bread to the local food pantry, she remembered how much we loved the monkey bread croissants that she debuted on Croissant Day. That was so kind of her. It made us feel so special that she remembered and thought of us. While she was boxing them up, she couldn't stop yawning, and I asked, "Long day, huh?" I kind of laughed because it was only about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. She said, "Well, we get here between 4 and 5 every morning, so yeah, kind of. We're closed on Sundays, but it's not really much of a day off because there's church in the morning, and then I have to do all my chores and run all my errands for the week in that one day." I said, "Wow," and I thought I was busy. She laughed and yawned again and said, "I'm not complaining. I love baking, and I knew what I was getting into when I opened the shop, but it can be a grind." As she was sharing, I noticed the bags of bread she had ready to go to the food pantry, and it looked like a lot. I told her that her kindness was going to bless a lot of families. I asked if they typically had this much left over, and she said, "On Mondays, yeah, it's our slow day. I know we should probably just bake less, but I'm always worried about running out and disappointing folks who come by." That really made an impression on me. There are times when I do things because I think other people want me to, and I don't want to let them down. Has that ever happened to you? Maybe you're feeling tired at recess, and all you want to do is sit in the shade, but your friend really wants to play tag, so you go run around anyway. I'm sure the adults listening have times when they're slammed at work, but a coworker asks for help with something, and they don't want to say no. If you can think of a time like that, take a few moments to share about it with your family. If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. After Bree shared her worry about running out and disappointing customers, I asked if that ever happened, and she replied, "Not on a Monday." I know she wasn't asking for help, but my problem-solving brain kicked into gear. I asked, "Have you ever thought about being closed on Mondays too?" She paused for a minute, and I could almost see a hint of relief on her face as she thought about it. Then she said, "Well, that would mean I could actually rest on Sunday and then get my stuff done on Monday. Ha, I could even sleep in, like until 7 a.m. if I wanted to." And I jumped in, "And I bet both you and your team would be rested and excited for the week when you reopened on Tuesday." She said, "Yeah, you're probably right. I just really hate to disappoint anyone. Anyway, I'm sure you all need to go and I need to finish wrapping up for the day, but you've given me something to think about. This week, we're exploring the practice of Sabbath, which is all about rest. We talked yesterday about needing to charge our batteries regularly so we don't completely crash, and sometimes we don't rest because we're focused on what we need to do. But sometimes we can be like Bree, and we don't rest because we don't want to let others down when they're counting on us. In your wind-down time tonight, I wonder if you could talk some more about this. It's good to help other people. It's also good to rest and take care of ourselves. Sometimes those things seem to be in conflict. Other people would like our time, attention, or energy, but we're feeling empty and tired. How do we decide what to do? What might happen if we push through and give more of ourselves to others? What might happen if we say, I can't today, but maybe another time soon? Okay, let's pray. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, it's a privilege to love and serve other people. And when we do that, it's a way of loving and serving you too. But sometimes we're out of time or out of energy. What we really need is rest. Help us learn to listen to your voice and our bodies so we can make wise choices. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a wonderful Tuesday, and I'll catch you tomorrow.